Ever wonder why you feel like a complete zombie when your alarm goes off after 8 hours, if you're even lucky enough to get that much sleep? As college students, it feels almost impossible for us to get enough sleep. We're constantly told to get 8 hours, but is that really the magic number? Did you know that throughout the night, your body cycles through periods of light sleep and very deep sleep? Most people's sleep cycles tend to last 90 minutes, so if you aim for 8 hours, your alarm is likely to go off just as you're diving into deeper sleep. Try aiming for 7.5 hours of sleep and see how you feel in the morning. If you feel great, you probably nailed it and found your sleep cycle. If you don't feel perfect just yet, test out an 85 or 95 minute sleep cycle instead. Not only will you feel great in the mornings once you discover your magic number, you'll also add about 30 minutes of valuable time to your day.
Hello, you're listening to WMUC 90.5 FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. My name is Polly, and this is Take Your Time. Sorry I missed the show last week. I just wasn't feeling well, but I'm back this week, and we have some, I think we're going to do like a dream pop shoegaze thing, maybe more some standard fare. I've been doing a bit of a genre departures from my usual kind of laid back, you know, rock songs, like shoegaze related things, slacker rock, that type of stuff. I think we'll be doing some more of that today, a bit laid back and how it usually is. Yeah, so I'm just going to get right into some songs. This is going to be, I've been debating the order to do this, but I'm going to do Desire Lines by Lush, From a Motel 6 by Yola Tengo, Vox Humana by Deer Hunter, and October by All Over by Unwound.
Thank you. I don't know.
All right, that was Desire Lines by Lush, From a Motel 6 by Yola Tengo, Vox Humana by Deer Hunter, and October All Over by Unwound. I've been really into that Deer Hunter album. This it's called Weird Era, and it kind of is like, I feel like it's an album I've never heard anyone talk about because it came in the same year as another album I hear people talk about from them. But I guess it's just sort of like a weird side thing. But I listened to it pretty recently on a whim, and I thought it was really cool. It's like a 10-minute post-rock song that ends it. Just like cool freeform rock music. Pretty interesting. But yeah, we're going to continue with sort of a similar vibe that we've had going on. We're going to have I Don't Like It Like This by The Radio Department, Dozen by Allison's Halo, Soul in a Jar by The Velt, and Mesmerize by Chapter House. All right, that was I Don't Like It Like This by The Radio Department, Dozen by Allison's Halo, Soul in a Jar by The Velt, and Mesmerized by Chapter House. We're going to be switching up the vibe a little bit from more of this shoegaze vibe that I've had going on, like dream pop thing. You know, I guess these are actually pretty, a lot of these are pretty classic shoegaze bands, at least the past couple are. Chapter House for sure, but Mesmerize is like a classic. So yeah, I think I'm going to be doing more of like a alt country vibe type thing. So indie rock, I don't know. I feel like you'll get a vibe. It's a bit more of a folksy vibe we're going for now. Just switch things up a bit, but trying to keep the same tone. This will be Peeping Tomboy by Kurt Vile, Painter in Your Pocket by Destroyer, Dark Out by Frog. This is off an album that came out this past Friday, and I've been really liking the song. And yeah, I'll let those three play before the last song.
Change, but I don't wanna stay the same. I don't wanna go. And I'm reminded of the time that I was blinded by the sun. It was a welcome change from the sight of you hanging like a willow off the arm of yet another visionary prophetess East Van Punk. Stand at all. You looked okay with the others. You look great on your own. It was 2002 and you couldn't be bothered to say hello or goodbye or stand the test of time. You did. I just tried to separate an ocean from these tears we cry. Destruction in the way you talk. Where did you get that ride? Where did you get that rocket? Where did you get that painter in your pocket? It was 2002 and you needed reminding to stay alive. And so did I, but at least I tried to fall upon that sword and never look back. Where did you get that line? Where did you get that look? Where did you get that penchant for destruction in the way you talk? Where did you get that ride? Where did you get that rocket? Where did you get that painter in your pocket? Where did you get that line? Where did you get that look? Where did you get that penchant for destruction in the way you talk? Where did you get that ride? Where did you get that rocket? Where did you get that painter in your pocket?
All right, that was Peeping Tomboy by Kurt Vile, Painter in Your Pocket by Destroyer, and Dark Out by Frog. We're going to have one last song. This is the new Waxahachie cover of This Is Lorelei's Where's Your Love Now? I think this is a song I've played in this show. Maybe I don't quite know, but I like both of these artists, and Waxahachie did a cover because he did like a covers album where he got a lot of other, you know, artists in, you know, the alt country-ish space to do, and like, you know, indie rock space to do covers of songs from this album, which is kind of cool. So this is Where's Your Love Now by This Is Lorelei and Waxahachie. And, oh, and, yeah, this will be the end of the show. Keep on listening here at WMUC 90.5 FM College Park, where college radio is good radio, and tune back in next week at 10 p.m., where I will plan on being here.
Yeah, wait.